Let us join our hearts in prayer. Almighty God, we come before you today seeking how we can take one step closer to you and seeking how you might call us to step out in faith into this world. Open our hearts, our minds, our spirits. Free us from distraction that we might hear you calling us once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Did you ever notice that in this passage from Matthew, there are a lot of steps taken? Jesus steps away from danger in Galilee after the arrest of John the Baptizer, and he then steps into a new home in Capernaum. The gospel writer quotes Isaiah's words in the Old Testament that those who once walked in darkness have now stepped into the light of God. And we read that Jesus was calling people to repent, to turn completely around and take a step into a new spiritual life. But the most prominent steps taken in this passage are by common fishermen. Jesus passes by and he calls out to Peter and Andrew, then to James and John, to come and follow him. And all four of them take this monumental step out of their boats, out of the only life they've ever known of fishing, out of their families and their homes, to the unknown call of Christ. Just one step can be pretty radical and life-changing. We can't help but notice the steps taken by the fishermen are immediate. They're impulsive. Maybe they're even irresponsible. And it's that one step that's transformative for them and revolutionary for the world. But how can that be with just one step? I have the great privilege of being part of the 43rd class of Leadership Detroit, sponsored by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. This is a program that gathers 70 leaders as diverse as one could possibly imagine from all around the region for a year-long program of growth and learning. We were together recently for a two-day facilitated session on racism and diversity. And together, we did an exercise called Level Playing Field. Any high school students or young adults among us may have done something similar in their high schools, could have been called Challenge Day. So imagine all 70 of us standing in a row across the room, pressed tightly together, shoulder to shoulder, all facing forward, in the middle, holding hands. And the facilitator would then call out various statements, and when they pertain to us, we were asked to take either a step forward or a step back. So she called out things like, if both of your parents graduated college, take one step forward. If you ever ate government rations or used food stamps as a child, take one step backward. If you attended a private high school, take one step forward. If it was ever illegal for you to marry your partner, take one step backward. If you have always had health insurance, take one step forward. If you have ever been denied a job or housing based on the color of your skin, take one step backward. And on it went for many statements until we finally got to the end. And by that time, there were several people who had taken so many steps forward, they were all the way to the front of the room. And several people were left all the way to the back of the room. And then there was a smattering of people all throughout the middle. And then we were asked to all walk toward the front, And when arriving at the front of the room, turn around and look back and see who's still walking to the front and coming up behind us. We all started to think we're only one step away from a level playing field in life. Or are we? Aside from feelings around privilege and those people who got left way behind in the back of the room, what affected me the most was when I had to drop hands of the people on either side of me because our steps had taken us too far away to hold on. I could not get past how just one step caused us to lose one another and become disconnected. Racism and all the isms of our human condition make it so that with only one step, we can lose ourselves, we can lose each other, and we can lose our way. Consider the fishermen in Matthew's gospel. Where did one step take them? Jesus tells them to take that one step to come and follow him. And Jesus will make them fish for people. Now, most often we hear that step as being a call into a deep relationship with God, emulating Jesus Christ, and then seeking to bring other people along on that journey so they also can follow Christ. It's our understanding of fishing for people. Author and commentator D. Mark Davis offers us a different perspective on this one step. He states that the image of fishing in the Old Testament was used as a euphemism for God's judgment on the rich and powerful of the world. So Jesus perhaps is not really inviting these fishermen to evangelize, but to something completely different. Jesus was inviting these ordinary working guys to bring God's truth to those with power in the system, to speak truth to those who oppress and control the wealth and opportunity. Jesus calls these four to fish out all those who control the privilege in their world. Now, that is one step that maybe requires some deep consideration before taking. It's risky, dangerous, subversive. Yet, four sets of feet swing over the sides of those fishing boats in one hasty step. So, what's Jesus' endgame here? Does he really think that one step, even one giant courageous step, will make the world change course? Does Jesus really think that one step will take down the oppressors and bigots and create a level playing field? Will one step by some regular guys create a world where all of our steps are equal? After the level playing field exercise with my colleagues, we had extensive conversations with one another for 2 days about the impact of those steps forward and those steps backward. For some, each step brought up feelings of past traumas and discrimination. For others, the steps left them feeling that because they look like they have privilege by society's standards, no one will really believe them that they actually took that many steps to the back of the room. And others couldn't believe the diversity of people who ended up in the middle of the room. But we all agreed that those one steps, put all together, demonstrate that we're all swimming in the same soup of oppression in our world today. And we also agreed, these issues are so huge, so far beyond us, so deeply ingrained within us, that we often feel helpless and hopeless to take any steps towards dismantling it all. Even honest conversation amongst us seemed rather daunting and nowhere near impactful enough. But the facilitator kept encouraging us to think, what one step can we take? Just like the facilitator called us to take one step for ourselves, Jesus called those four fishermen to take one step for their own spirits. The first step in Jesus' call to them is to come, follow me. As human beings, we need to take a step toward God, to know that we have a soul, and to connect that soul with God, our Creator. This is almost the step before the first step, that spiritual yearning that compels us to swing a foot over the side of the boat without hesitation. This is a force so strong that we too can turn completely away from the familiar, from the systems that we know, and instead follow our own yes to God. So once our foot flips over the side of the boat and sloshes down in the water on the shore, we've stepped, and now we're hooked. We are fishing for people. No longer can we unsee those systems that discriminate. But Jesus' call is not individualistic. The second step of Jesus' call is one of connection and for connection. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were called to take that one step together. Like the symbol of holding hands in that group exercise, they stepped into connection of a new kind of community, a community that is bonded in God's love and is quite subversive. In his 1964 Peace Prize speech, Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We have learned to fly the air like birds and swim the sea like fish, but we have not learned the simple art of living together as brothers." Jesus' call is to learn that art, to take that one step into the art of living with one another as a family. But that one step is so, so hard. Where would we ever start? How do we even take that kind of one step? Our scripture passage from Matthew shows us Jesus' next one step. Jesus, and now his disciples with him, taught God's love in the synagogues. They shared good news with the poor that they're fishing for people. They're dismantling the structures that maintain poverty. And Jesus cured every disease and every sickness. Once we deeply connect with God and follow Christ, we know that kind of love and healing. And so then we can take one step and share it. Maybe you're familiar with comedian Hasan Minhaj. He has this wonderful sketch about growing up in California as the son of immigrant parents from India. He talks about all the discrimination that he faced growing up, especially in school, being one of the only brown kids. He found it very hard to have friends over to his house. He was so self-conscious of his family's different culture. He describes himself as a loner as a kid and as a very nerdy, academically focused teen. But toward the end of high school, He had developed a great friendship with his study pal in AP Calc, Bethany. She was also a transplant to California, but she came from a very white community in Nebraska. That same year, one of their teachers encouraged these gifted students who spent all their time studying to have a life outside of academics. And the solution was, of course, go to prom. So Bethany, his study buddy, ended up asking him to go. But Hassan's very strict parents forbid it. So like many teens, and teenagers, I'm not encouraging this, just saying, Hassan put on his JCPenney suit, he climbed out his bedroom window and down the drain pipe, got on his bike, and he rode all the way across town to Bethany's house for prom. He arrived sweaty and out of breath. He went to the door and rang the bell, and her mother answered. And as the door swung open wide, he saw inside another young man pinning a corsage on Bethany's dress, and he was completely deflated. But her mother explained, "You know, we like you very much, Hassan, but we have a lot of relatives back in Nebraska that are going to be expecting prom pictures, and you're just not the right look for us." Devastating. Well, many years went by, and Bethany and Hassan were grown. And Bethany somehow found out that Hassan was doing a comedy show, so she contacted him for tickets. And they decided they would meet up before the show for old time's sake. Well, Hassan got a little curious before the meetup and went creeping on Bethany's Facebook page and saw that she was seriously dating a guy from India. He was livid. All of those emotions from years ago just resurfaced. He ended up confronting her, and it didn't go great. Well, a while later, it popped up on her Facebook page that she was marrying this guy, and Hassan flew into a rage again. He couldn't believe it. But then something in him stopped, and he remembered back to Bethany's family and all of their racism. And he thought to himself, you know, with one step of friendship long ago, Bethany was transformed from how she was raised. So he says to himself, hey, in just one step with one person, I've cured racism. And he was able to let it go. That's the kind of connection that Jesus brings to us from God. That's the call, to hold the hand of at least one other and not let go, no matter how unlevel the playing field. In one step, with one person, we do hold the cure for the oppressive powers of this world. So if you can imagine swinging a leg hastily over the edge of whatever is your comfortable fishing boat, where would your foot land? Can we say yes to God's presence in us so strongly that we too will fish for people, confronting the people and the systems hoarding wealth and power in our day? Imagine this week taking one step onto the playing field that's in front of us. Now, life circumstances push us all to take one step back or one step forward, sometimes many steps back. But what if we refuse to let go of the hands beside us, maybe altering our own steps, or the steps of those next to us, or the steps all the way down the chain of our brothers and sisters? That one step, that one connected step of Peter, Andrew, James, and John changed the world. So how will you fish for people this week? what will be your next one step? Amen.